Hi, this is David Grant. As from semester 3, if you're in Moodle, you'll be able to use Aquella as the repository to place your learning objects or items. This presentation will explain how to do that. Moodle 2 themselves have deemed that it's necessary for you to use a repository. They still provide a non-repository function, but all the same problems with not using a repository still apply. When you use a repository, you are using a URL, so there is no duplication. We've chosen Aquella because it's currently being used at USQ for other purposes, and it has strategic support from Moodle, so that the two products will integrate better as development continues. Sometimes you'll want to use Aquella itself. You can log in with a USQ username and password. When you do this, you'll be able to see your faculty collection as well as a USQ-wide one, which is meant for non-course related items. You can add new items or search for existing items. Eventually, you'll also be able to push these items into your Moodle course. If you're in Moodle and you want to add an item to your course, you'll get a window into Aquella where you can do exactly the same things, add a new item or search for one that's already there. You can then decide if you want the link to go to the Aquella summary page, if for example you have four or five items that a student can choose from, or you can link directly to the file. So what's different? We have to collect a little bit more metadata about the item. You've always needed to supply a title, a description and a file. Now we also ask you for faculty, course and whether or not copyright applies. Before you contribute, it helps to have all these prepared, as it will speed up the process. If copyright applies, but you cannot answer the questions, you can still contribute the item and workflow will trigger if anything is incomplete. So let's start in Aquella first. If you want to search for an existing item, there is a search button. You'll see every item at first if you're able to, but you can narrow it down by keyword. Or you can browse by faculty and course. And see just the items that are part of your course. This will be really useful if you've just started teaching an existing course, and it's one of the reasons why we ask for course and faculty information. When you narrow down the search or browse, you can select an item and you'll see its summary page, which has the metadata as well as the link or links to files or other resources. If you can't find an item or you know it's not in the collection, you can contribute. When you first start to contribute, you'll see two collections, your faculty and the USQ-wide one. So just for the moment, I'll put this in the USQ-wide one. You start to enter your metadata. Then browse for a file. Or there are other things that you can pick, like web pages. Might be stuff in another Aquella collection, YouTube videos, iTunes, Flickr. But just for now, we'll select file. Go and browse for it.